Dear Diary, I'm not going to say that kindergarten has been the worst experience in my life, but it's probably the second worst experience. And if I didn't manage to become friends with the new girl Sochi, I wouldn't have anybody to play with at school. But in reality, Sochi doesn't speak a lot of English other than an occasional no or yes. And I still can't figure out how she pronounces her name Sochi when she spells her name with an X. But whatever, I spent a lot of time acting things out to try to communicate with her. And one thing is for sure, I no longer want to be a superstar actress. This acting thing is truly exhausting. Miss Rodman finally figured out that I actually know how to read. Now she lets me help pass out classwork and collect it from everybody. She also lets me sit and listen to my classmates recite the alphabet or count, or I get to help them with their connect the dots classwork. Who knew I would become the teacher's helper just because I know how to read so well? I also get to help pass out construction paper, and it's usually to the boys to make sure that their artwork doesn't look sloppy. So now who cares if I don't have anybody to play with? I'm almost like their teacher. I kind of liked acting like the teacher until today. Miss Rodman asked me to sit with Dan and listen to him read. But you would think that if the name of the character of the book is also named Dan, he would at least know how to read that. But no! What he does is he gets stuck on every single word. Duh, 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 duh. Okay, maybe today I lost it and because I was at my wit's end. Or maybe it's because Dan doesn't like me and I don't like him much. And I did get out of my seat and I slammed my hand on the table. It's Dan. It's Dan on the first page. It's Dan on the last page. When you see a capital D, just say Dan, you stupid moron. Okay, I admit it. I probably flipped out a bit. But he can't even read his own name. And I'm the one that gets in trouble? So I didn't get to play outside. I had to stand on the line near the wall. And come to think about it, since I had to be on the line, that was going to leave Sochi without anybody to play with. So in essence, it was like she was in trouble too. And Dan still couldn't read his own name. So how is this helping anybody? But then I looked over and I saw Rachel and Liz playing jump rope with Sochi. Anytime I went over to play jump rope with everybody, nobody wanted to play anymore when it was my turn to jump. Do you think everybody knows what Malcolm did to me and that's why nobody wants to be my friend? Maybe they think I'm gross. And I'm really starting to believe that it's hard to make friends around here. And it's even harder to make friends when they probably know what happened to me. I wish I could just be normal. Then everybody would like me. Class is almost over. Miss Rodman had us clean up our area. And then she said she was looking forward to meeting our parents at open house tonight. What? Oh, wait. Operation damage control in full effect. Miss Rodman, I want you to know I really, really, really learned my lesson and I understand why I was punished today. Great. That should take care of her. When I got home from school, I helped my mom with everything. I folded the napkins for dinner. I washed down the bathroom sink, even without spending a lot of time looking at myself in the mirror. That's progress. I sang the alphabet song twice to my baby sister and she was cooing. Hey, this Operation Damage Control thing works. My dad came home from work a little earlier than usual. Come to find out, he was going to open house with us. And while we were eating dinner, my mom suggested that he go to Jeremy's class and she would go to my class. Damn it. That's a horrible idea. This is going to take more damage control than I actually thought. Daddy, I want you to come with me to my classroom. My mom told me to finish eating, get up, get in the tub, get dressed so we could get out of here and be on time for open house. Well, it was official. My dad went to Jeremy's class. but I was sure Miss Rodman was going to remember that I really, really, really learned my lesson today. And when we got in the classroom, there were a lot of my classmates and their parents standing around talking to Miss Rodman. Perfect. I showed my mom where I sat. Then she wanted to take a look around the classroom to see my work on the wall. Nothing on wall number one. Nothing on wall number two. Then I saw a glimpse of my art project. But no wonder it was so hard to find. Miss Rodman had it on the wall almost tucked away behind the beanbag. My mom finally had a moment to speak with Miss Rodman, and I did my best to make eye contact and send a telepathic reminder to Miss Rodman. Miss Rodman praised me about being her little helper. Hey, damage control in full effect. I was so elated to hear Miss Rodman praising me about being her little helper, I almost didn't hear my mother's response. And that's great. I want to see her work. I know that tone. My mom is not quite happy right about now. The little helper part is fine, but I want to see Avis's work. Miss Rodman walked my mom over to the art wall and showed her my artwork that was towards the bottom of the wall, almost tucked behind the beanbag chair. My mom's eyes looked like they were going to cut Miss Rodman in half. And I've come to the realization that Miss Rodman doesn't know how to read body language well at all. Is this all you have to display of Avis's work? Good grief, Miss Rodman. Turn and run away. Run away! I would have more work for Avis, but today was a very bad day for her. What the hell? I knew I told this woman I learned my lesson. Why is she getting my mother involved in this? There is absolutely nothing good that's going to come of this. Absolutely nothing. Miss Rodman stood there and gave my mom a play-by-play of everything that took place this afternoon in class. And to top it off, she said I called Dan a stupid Mormon. What's a Mormon? See, I knew it. I knew it the very first time I laid eyes on Miss Rodman. This heifer is hard of hearing. I said moron. By 7-something, we were back at home. I had my ass whipped and I was in bed for the night. See, I didn't know it then, but apparently I lived in an area that was full of people that belonged to the Mormon church, Miss Rodman and Dan included. And back then, before the late 1980s, Mormons considered black people some sort of subspecies that would never inherit the kingdom. Whatever. I said moron. And if you ask me if they had spent more time teaching Dan how to read, we wouldn't be standing up here having this conversation today. The next morning, Dan's mom showed up at our door. And she mentioned something about letting bygones be bygones about the whole Mormon thing. I said, moron, I don't think people listen around here. She also mentioned to my mom something about the fact that she knew my mom wasn't working, but she couldn't think of someone more deserving than my mom to watch her boys after school. Ooh-wee, watch out now. As if things couldn't get any worse. I'll leave out the specifics here, but just know that it was highly unlikely that Dan's mom would ever dot our doorstep again, let alone look in my mom's direction. My mom was pissed at the whole thing, and when she's pissed, she remembers everything. Not having my classwork on the wall. Too busy being a teacher's helper. My teacher's not teaching me at school. What am I there for? Dan's wet ass comment. And then something about, I don't know, an uninvited barfly ringing her doorbell this morning. And then that whole Mormon thing. Yeah, I know. I said moron. But right now, I'm trying not to make a peep and stay out of the line of fire. My mom came out of her bedroom, purse in hand. Go get in the car. And today is your last day at that damn school. Now, I know I said I didn't like my school, but to have it taken away, I wasn't really happy about that either. And in the car, I asked my mom, does that mean I don't have to go to school anymore? Your father and I will find another school for you to go to. Just make sure you bring all your stuff home today. Mental note. I'm in kindergarten and I don't know what stuff my mom is talking about. All my worldly possessions are right here in this backpack. A pencil, my favorite book, and a snack. Now, don't quote me here, but at some point during the day, Miss Rodman made a comment about something we were going to be doing in school next week. Opportunity knocked, so I raised my hand, and when I was called upon, I let Miss Rodman know, my mom and dad said this is my last day at this school. And then Rachel had the audacity to look at me and ask if I was moving to Africa. That's it. I am sick and tired of this. Somewhere inside was a normal girl trying to get out of me. So I unleashed her. No, I'm going to school with my cousins, the Jackson Five. Cindy Brady also goes to that school, and it's only for smart kids. Talk about going out with a bang. My last day at recess, I went from the most alienated, abnormal 5-year-old to the most envied girl that was cousins with none other than the Jackson Five. And somewhere, they were also so amazed that I was associated with Cindy Brady. And so was I. And I know it was one hell of a lie to tell. I've heard of people getting drunk with power, and I guess this was very much the same thing. I was thrusted into having friends. All of a sudden, I became normal. And I didn't care that that particular day was going to be my last day at that school. I left that school with a lasting impression, and I'm sure that some of them, if not all, were sorry that they didn't take time out to be my friend, ever. And in hindsight, I knew that these folks were never going to be my true friends. But to 5-year-old Avis, it was a complete affirmation of what it took for people to like me. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Unbelievable Tales of Avis LaRue. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter. The link is in our bio. And I'll see you next week for another episode of the Unbelievable Tales of Avis LaRue.